Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Subhadra Ramachandran with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi participates in Somnath Swabhiman Parv in Gujarat to join the Shaurya Yatra tomorrow morning. Union Home Minister Amit Shah emphasizes vital role of law and order in development of any state. Enforcement Directorate approaches Supreme Court after Calcutta High Court defers hearing in IPAC case. India's clean energy sector achieved significant growth in 2025, with non-fossil fuel installed capacity rising to 266.78 gigawatt, says new and renewable energy minister Prahlad Joshi. Protest spreads across Iran as government escalates response. Several international airlines suspend or cancel flights to and from Iran. And in Women's Premier League cricket, Gujarat Giants beat UP Warriors by 10 runs in Navi Mumbai. Another match underway between Mumbai Indians and Delhi Capitals. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today participated in the Somnath Swabhiman Parvs being celebrated at Prabhas Patan in Gujarat to celebrate India's resilience. The Prime Minister reached Somnath on a three-day visit to Gujarat this evening and took part in the Omkar Jap at the temple premises. Following the prayers, a breathtaking drone show is being held over the skies of Prabhas Patan. Tomorrow, the Prime Minister is scheduled to join Shaurya Yatra and offer prayers to Somnath Mahadev. He will then travel to Rajkot to inaugurate the vibrant Gujarat Regional Conference. We have more from our correspondent.
A spectacular drone show and spiritual prayers marked the first day of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to holy shrine Somnath. The proceedings began today with the Prime Minister participating in the Omkar Jap inside the temple premises, joining thousands of Rishikumars. The chanting filled the air with spirituality. The sky above Prabhas Patan was lit by 3,000 drones, the largest show of its kind, recounting the majestic history of Somnath Temple and its restoration. The display depicted the temple's journey as a tribute to India's enduring spirit following the invasion of 1026 on Somnath Temple. On arriving at Somnath, PM Narendra Modi received a grand welcome by people. Before PM's visit, the cultural corridor from Shankh Circle to Hamirji Circle in Somnath remained the center of attraction with 20 stages featuring diverse art forms. We saw a beautiful blend of unity in diversity as the classical grace of Bharatnatyam, Kuchipudi and Yakshagana met the energetic Maniyaro Ras of Gujarat. With Rajesh Bajgotar, this is Aparna Khunt, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the law and order plays a vital role in the development of any state. He said that states with better law and order always attract greater investor interest. Addressing a constable appointment ceremony in Jaipur this afternoon, Mr. Shah said that despite several challenges, the Rajasthan government has given special attention to law and order, and as a result, the state has now emerged as a preferred destination for investors. He said Rajasthan's future is bright. The Home Minister said that a state progresses when young people are given jobs without recommendation, without corruption, and through a fully transparent selection system.
Today I want to say to the people of Rajasthan that providing jobs to 9,000 youths purely on the basis of their own merit and hard work without any expenditure or recommendations has been made possible. No state or region can progress unless it promotes those youths who truly have merit. Recruitment of state services personnel must be conducted in a transparent manner, leaving no room for corruption or malpractice.
Mr. Shah said that the Bhajan Lal-led government had freed the youth of Rajasthan from the menace of paper leaks. During the program, the Home Minister handed over appointment letters to around 10,000 newly recruited constables of the Rajasthan police. Speaking on the occasion, Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma said that his government is committed to the modernization of the police force. In a social media post today, Prime Minister Modi expressed his eagerness to engage with the nation's youth at the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue. The Prime Minister said the country's youth power, driven by remarkable enthusiasm and unparalleled zeal, remains firmly committed to the nation's growth and progress. The Prime Minister will participate in the concluding session of the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 on Monday to commemorate the birth anniversary of Swami Vivekananda in New Delhi. During the program, the Prime Minister will interact with 3,000 youth from across the country, including international delegates. The Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports, Mansukh Mandaviya, said that the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 is a unique platform which will provide an opportunity to young leaders of the country to present their ideas directly to the Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In an exclusive interview with the Akashvani News, the minister said the ideas shared by young minds will help shape the future policies of the government, taking the nation closer to the goal of Viksit Bharat by 2047.
If a teacher adopts the principle of nation first, then while teaching the children sitting in front of him, thought will come to his mind that they are the future of my country. When he himself embraces nationalism and the idea of nation first, he will inspire and motivate those in front of him.
The Enforcement Directorate ED has approached the Supreme Court in the consultancy firm IPAC case today. Meanwhile, the West Bengal government has filed a caveat in the Apex Court seeking that no order should be passed without hearing it. The ED yesterday approached the Calcutta High Court seeking a CBI probe against West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee. The High Court adjourned the hearing till January 14. Earlier, on Thursday, the ED conducted searches on the premises of consultancy firm IPAC and its director, Prateek Jain, in Kolkata, as part of a money laundering probe into an alleged multi-crore rupee coal pilferage scam. The agency alleged that West Bengal Chief Minister entered the raid sites and took away key evidence, including physical documents and electronic devices. Ms. Banerjee has accused the central agency of overreach. Amid escalating political tensions over the Special Intensive Revision SIR process, the Election Commission of India, ECI, has appointed 4 additional special role observers to monitor the voter list update in West Bengal. According to the Commission's directives, the primary responsibility of these observers is to ensure that no eligible voter is excluded and no ineligible names are added to the list. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. New and Renewable Energy Minister Prahlad Joshi today highlighted that India's clean energy sector has achieved significant growth in 2025, with non-fossil fuel installed capacity rising to 266.78 gigawatt. In a social media post, the minister said that the rise represents a 22.6% increase compared to 2024. He mentioned that over 49 gigawatt of new non-fossil capacity was added during the year 2025. He noted that solar power led the expansion, with installed capacity increasing from 97.86 gigawatt to 135.81 gigawatt, registering a growth of 38.8%. Mr. Joshi emphasized that wind energy capacity also witnessed steady growth, rising from 48.16 gigawatt to 54.51 gigawatt. The minister added that the record growth reflects the government's decisive policy direction, long-term vision, and sustained implementation. Prime Minister's flagship platform for proactive governance and timely implementation, Pragati, has marked a significant milestone with the successful conduct of its 50th meeting. Since its launch by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2015, Pragati has transformed governance by enabling real-time monitoring and resolution of key infrastructure projects and public grievances through direct prime ministerial review. The platform exemplifies cooperative federalism bringing together the center, states and union ministries on a single digital interface. Over a decade, Pragati has helped accelerate decision-making, resolution of issues causing delay in key infrastructure projects, and instilled a strong culture of accountability. Today, in this special series, we take a look at the Ennur, Thiruvallur, Bengaluru, Puducherry, Nagapattinam, Madurai, Tuticorin Natural Gas Pipeline, ETBPN-MTPL, Project of Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas.
The ETBPN-MTPL project is one of the most consequential clean energy logistics assets created in southern India. The pipeline project was executed by Indian Oil Corporation Limited to extend natural gas access from coastal import and domestic production points to inland industrial and urban demand centers. The project was sanctioned on 27th May 2016 and designed as an integrated natural gas trunk network of approximately 1,400 kilometers with an authorized capacity of 84.67 million metric standard cubic meters per day. The pipeline traverses Tamil Nadu, Karnataka, Andhra Pradesh and Puducherry to supply anchor industries and to enable the rollout of city gas distribution networks across multiple districts. The project was taken up for review under Pragati on 29th August 2018 at a stage when physical progress stood at only 17.4%. Following the Pragati review meeting chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the project was accorded priority by the concerned state governments and central ministries with sustained follow-ups. As a direct outcome of this Pragati-led governance, the project transitioned from prolonged stagnation to accelerated execution. The entire trunk line was commissioned on 25th September 2023. The project's success story demonstrates how Pragati's model of proactive governance converts long-pending multi-jurisdictional infrastructure constraints into time-bound deliverables. With Anand Kumar and Akshit Vaidyan, Adarsh for Akashwani News, Delhi.
Iran has been gripped by increasingly large protests, which entered its 14th day. The Iranian army said today that it will safeguard strategic infrastructure and public property as the government has stepped up efforts to quell the country's biggest protests in years. The Iranian military statement came after U.S. President Donald Trump issued a new warning to Iran's leaders. Earlier, Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said the Islamic Republic would not back down, accusing protesters of acting on behalf of foreign powers and blaming U.S. President Donald Trump for the unrest. More from our West Asia correspondent.
The Iranian army says it will safeguard strategic infrastructure and public property and has urged citizens to thwart what it calls enemy's plots as authorities step up efforts to contain the country's biggest wave of protest in years. The statement follows new warnings from United States President Donald Trump and remarks by Secretary of State Marco Rubio, who expressed support for the brave people of Iran. Protests continued across several cities despite internet shutdowns and cutting off international phone lines, with online videos showing demonstrators defying threats of a security crackdown. Protesters appear to be drawing encouragement from repeated statements of support by the U.S. administration and from Iran's exiled crown prince, who has called on people to overwhelm security forces and seize control of towns and cities. Rights group relying on contacts inside Iran says that at least 65 people have been killed since the unrest began in Tehran in late December over economic hardship, with the movement rapidly spreading nationwide. Vinod Kumar, Akashwani News, Dubai.
Several international airlines have suspended or cancelled flights to and from Iran as nationwide anti-government protests enter the third week, compounded by a near-total internet blockout and heightened security concerns. In women's Premier League cricket, Mumbai Indians have set a target of 195 runs for Delhi Capitals at the Dr. D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai. Delhi Capitals had won the toss and decided to bowl. Earlier this evening, Gujarat Giants defeated UP Warriors by 10 runs in Navi Mumbai. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi participates in Somnath Swabhiman Parv in Gujarat to join the Shaurya Yatra tomorrow morning. Union Home Minister Amit Shah emphasizes vital role of law and order in development of any state. Enforcement Directorate approaches Supreme Court after Calcutta High Court defers hearing in IPAC case. India's clean energy sector achieves significant growth in 2025 with non-fossil fuel installed capacity rising to 266.78 gigawatt, says new and renewable energy Minister Prahlad Joshi. Protest spreads across Iran as government escalates response. Several international airlines suspend or cancel flights to and from Iran. And in Women's Premier League cricket, Gujarat Giants beat UP Warriors by 10 runs in Navi Mumbai, another match underway between Mumbai Indians and Delhi Capitals. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.